and actually the things you want to avoid saying, the topics you want to stay away from, especially when you're not as socially skilled or as confident or really working on building your people connecting skills.
Welcome to the Social Expression Podcast, where you can discover how to level up your confidence, charisma, communication abilities, and all of your people skills to help you create that it factor, that magnetic presence that people are drawn to and can feel when they're around someone who has it. And whether it's in real life or online, in virtual meetings or calls, on social media, or anywhere that you interact with people, the end goal is to help you develop a powerful presence and skill sets that naturally bring quality connections and relationships with others, helping you expand your network and positive influence. Also, you can have more fulfillment and success at work, in social situations, in love, and in all of life. The Social Expression Podcast is presented by Coach David Hamilton. That's me. And this podcast is designed to help two types of people. Number one, ambitious, achievement-oriented humans who are skilled at what they do. They have sharp technical or creative skills. They're really solid in their hard skills in their career or business, but they're facing challenges with the softer or people side of things. And that's limiting their potential. And they want to break through and accelerate their success to new levels by developing a powerful, more magnetic presence, becoming confident and skilled communicators, and developing better leadership qualities too. Also, they can maximize their potential and success in work and life. And number two, people who want more out of life. If they're feeling limited by high introversion, struggling with shyness, social anxiety, having challenges with their confidence, and in connecting and communicating with others, which holds them back from the opportunities and success in life that they want. And so, no matter which category you fall into, as long as you truly want to improve yourself and your people skills, up-level your confidence and charisma, and develop a presence that positively influences and impacts people wherever you go, so you can create the relationships, the success, and the fulfillment that matters to you in life, then you're in the right place. All this information is 100% free, so if you like what you hear, please subscribe to and review the Social Expression Podcast. And now, let's get into today's episode.
You know those moments in conversation where you say something and as it comes out, you feel awkward about it, and the other person feels awkward about it, and they sort of like are left hanging like, I don't know how to respond to that. I know the feeling. And today we're going to talk about the worst conversation killers that you can say in conversation here on Social Expression. Hey, it's David with Social Expression. Today, talking about the worst conversation killers, those things you can say in conversation, and actually the things you want to avoid saying, the topics you want to stay away from, especially when you're not as socially skilled or as confident or really working on building your people connecting skills. These will be some things that will help you avoid these topics or know how to steer away from them so that you can keep the conversation going in an easier, more warm and friendly direction. So I want to talk about the first one. The first topic that's a big mistake to talk about in general is politics. Now, why is that? Well, it's because when we talk about politics, we get into differing beliefs with people, and when we get too deep into deep beliefs and how those are different amongst people, that's when realities can clash and arguments can start. And when we're working on being social and connecting, being right, righteous, and argumentative never works in your favor. Never, ever, ever, okay? So, you know, there are certain situations, obviously, if you have a similar interest in politics and probably have similar views, whether you're conservative or liberal or moderate, you know. But in general, you want to stay away from politics. That's the first area you absolutely want to stay away from. I remember once in high school, I was with my girlfriend, and there was an older guy at the party, and he was like, oh, I love talking about politics. And he started getting all passionate. And my girlfriend at the time said, I absolutely hate talking about politics. And especially if you're working on developing a romantic connection socially, stay away from politics, people, especially the guys. The guys are going to be more apt to do something like that than the women, I think. Okay, so let's move on to number two. The second thing you want to stay away from are sad and depressing subjects, okay? When we first meet people, in general, we want to stay away from them. Now, if you have more social skills, you know, you can really say almost anything you want. You'll be able to spin it and flip it in the direction you want. But if you're still working on your vibing again, your vibing and presence and connecting skills, stay away from sad, depressing things. Don't divulge your life story yet. Try to err on the side of keeping it more light and fun. You're still getting to know a person. You can ask deeper things. But when we go into sad, heavy, depressing things, and you don't know how to spin it towards the positive or sort of spin it in a direction that you want, You want to stay away from that. For instance, I can talk about my mom passing away in any situation, and I can always turn it into something that connects. Even if I first meet somebody, I also can really watch and make sure that if they have something where it really upsets them, then I'll stay away from it because it's about them, not me, right, in the connection. And I don't have any ego about that. I'm okay with talking about it or not talking about it. So I would advise you to stay away from anything about death, anything about someone in your family got really sick, just when you're first meeting somebody. Now, later in the conversation, if there's a point where it feels right to vulnerably share, that can build connection. But in general, in being social, in kind of more social environments, it's a good rule of thumb to stay away from it when you're on a beginner or even intermediate level, okay? And so last but not least, I want to talk about the third one. And the third one to stay away from is too much work talk, talking about work too much, talking about, oh, I do this at work and that at work. I was at a barbecue a couple days ago, and a lot of entrepreneurial friends, because I'm an entrepreneur, business owner myself, and one of the guys was just, he was there with his family, and he was talking about how his son was like, well, when are you ever going to spend time with your family, right? His son is like telling him, hey, like, we're important too. And then I just asked him a little bit about his company, and he just went on and on and on and on. His son's right there playing, and I'm kind of like, you know, maybe I should say something. Hey, let's not talk about work. So he went on and on and on and on. And then I kind of brought some other people in that I knew there, and so I changed the conversation and made it more fun because I was getting bored of talking about work because I work all the time and I wanted to enjoy the barbecue. But that can happen when people get engrossed in business and engrossed in work and are passionate. That can happen. However, when we're talking about being social, we want to keep the topics more dynamic and varied, I think, to build connection. We want to, sure, talk about work, but we don't want to focus on it. We don't want to overly be serious about it. We want to show and not only show and share about different parts of our lives, but get curious about different parts of other people's lives. Now, some people may not have lives like that, so that's not your fault. It's up to you to develop your own interests, explore new things, and be more dynamic in terms of what you're interested in and therefore what you express in your personality, right? So again, I advise against too much work talk. It can be good. It could be a good place to connect. But we always build deeper connections when we go wide and deep. So going wide across topics, then we find those points where we really connect with people. And that's the only way we can know where we're going to connect, is because we throw out different little hooks out there to see, oh, you know, just actually the other day here at this place, at my office space, I met somebody new. And she told me, well, hey, I lived in Menlo Park. And I said, oh, I was out there a lot when I was growing up. My mother grew up in Redwood City. That's out in San Francisco. Boom, you could just see her light up and go, there was a deeper connection that happened there. So I keyed into that, right? And so there are just different directions we want to listen for. That's conversational threading, which I've talked about before as well. And again, any of these topics, and you've heard me mention it throughout, are not taboo if you are more advanced with your vibe, your presence, your social skills. However, if you're at all struggling and if you're at all wondering which topics should I stay away from these, or don't spend too much time on them, especially the work one, okay? Inevitably, especially if you're American, Western, work comes up, but it also can get really boring. So, and then try to avoid the other ones if you can. Okay, so that's it. As always, subscribe below. Check out my other videos, which will be presented at the end of this video, on my channel. And always check out socialexpression.net. Got a free ebook over there. I offer courses and coaching for those who need or want more help to work with me one-on-one as somebody who's gone through a lack of confidence around people, shyness, social anxiety, and really to build the social life and connections that I've wanted. So, until next time, I'm complete. We'll see you later.
Hey, Coach David here. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. For over a decade now, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people to improve their lives, whether it's via my coaching, courses, or my social media content. And so if you want to learn more about how to break through, how to up-level your confidence, charisma, communication skills, and create that positive influence and impact with a powerful and magnetic presence, all so you can create success in work, love, socially, in all relationships and in life, then I want you to go on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. And what I've done over there is put together an in-depth training resource for you right there on that page. It's going to walk you through the exact strategies that I had to learn and use in my own life to this day, and that I use with my own clients to help them create the change they seek with confidence, charisma, developing that magnetic presence, all the people skills to help them create the success they want in life. So go right now on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. See you there.